What is your position on the City of Citrus Heights proposal to relocate City Hall? And can you tell and explain why this is or is not beneficial to taxpayers?
Okay. Tim?
Oh,
Tim,
you said now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Tim Schaefer.
No problem. It is Tim's turn.
Well, I strongly oppose the relocation of the City Hall. I think that we either have other priorities besides selling the City Hall property. Spending $20 million on a brand new City Hall when we have roads to repave, spending down the $26 million reserves that we have, drawing $20 million out of that $26 million is a significant concern. Once that money is spent, what are we left with? If we need to do the roads, are we faced with it? We're going to be faced with a tax revenue generation proposal at that point. So I don't think this is the right time to sell the City Hall property. I think that I want to first and say that Dignity Health and any other major businesses are welcome Citrus Heights. I'm a pro-business guy. I just don't think that this is the time to sell the City Hall property.
Mel Turner.
Well, first of all, this is the right time to sell it. Dignity Health approached us. We did not approach them with a proposal that makes a lot of sense. One of the things about our council is we use good judgment and good common sense when it comes to anything that benefits our city. We're looking at the possibility of new jobs in our city. We're looking at economic development. We're looking at a footprint of a very large corporation who's going to bring not only a vibrant, in terms of medical office buildings to our community, but it also is going to allow our seniors who are using medical facilities throughout the area to stay in Citrus Heights and receive those medical facilities. The fact is that our current City Hall is on a very, very choice piece of land. It is in a dilapidated building that's been there since the 1970s, a former nursery. And even though we have not thought about rebuilding or moving City Hall, this proposal has allowed us to really take a look at that and leverage the money we're going to be receiving from Dignity Health to build a new City Hall. Luckily, our City Hall is going to be in the same general area where our current City Hall is. We're just right down the street. And that proposal came to us, again, unexpectedly. So we're very, very pleased with that. So I'm definitely in support of Dignity Health and the new City Hall.
Steve Miller.
We are faced with a difficult decision with our current City Hall. The systems are failing. The air conditioning, the electrical is over capacity. We have an elevator system that we cannot even get spare parts for. We have numerous upgrades we need to do to around the facility for Americans with Disability Act compliance and access to facilities. We have two-story buildings with no elevators that we can't allow the public to use. So it's going to take a significant investment. And I've heard Mr. Schaefer propose that we sell bonds to pay for this. And yet he's also pledged not to raise taxes. So I don't know how we would repay these bonds. We were given a very generous offer from Dignity Health of close to $7 million for our property. And that's valued at 1.6. So the finances are quite intriguing. We're still studying the issue, and I'm sure we'll make a decision that's best for Citrus Heights about March of next year.
Bridget Duffy.
I'm also glad you asked this question. Large corporate footprint. I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly what this is. This is benefiting. This is benefiting the citizens of Citrus Heights like a large corporate footprint sounds like it would benefit us. Bam, squish. $20 million. Our reserve has been dwindling for a couple of years now. It went from $50 million to $30 million. Recently, it went to $26 million. Now they want to spend $20 million on a building, a new building, a nice one, a really nice one. We don't need a building. We need a lot of things, but it's not a building.
Jeannie Bruins.
Thank you. This clearly has been one of the most contentious issues that we've faced in many years. As I've evaluated it, I've taken a look initially at what bringing Dignity Health to Citrus Heights would benefit our city. And that is tied to moving City Hall, so we can't talk about one without the other. Then I went through a phase of nostalgia when I looked at what we've had for City Hall and the grounds and the gardens for the last 16, 17 years. before I make a final decision, I must wait until we have the traffic study finished, before we have the EIR finished, to take a look at what those results are. But I will tell you that I think bringing 170 professional jobs, including 50 doctors, 120 support staff, to our community is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, because we are a built-out community. I will also share with you that one of the big obstacles in my mind, which I voted against, was the relocation of Citrus Heights to Antelope, and that has now been taken off the table, and we can maintain our Civic Center if it goes through. Thank you.